I think we gave the ball away a little bit too cheaply second half, and against a technical team like Peterborough, it's hard then to get it back, isn't it? Because they've got some good players who can look after the ball, similar to ourselves. So, yeah, good point, and I think a fair result in the end.
So what about Scunthorpe now? They've obviously had an outstanding start to the season. Has that, in the nicest possible way, surprised you a wee bit? Because they're not one of the sort of the big teams in this division necessarily, are they?
I wouldn't say surprised, because they finished strong last year and were very unlucky just to miss out, weren't they? And they've carried that forward, got some momentum. They've added a few players. Dwayne Holmes is doing well for them. Josh Morris is a good player at this level. They've got Madden up front with Van Veen, who's more of a physical approach. They do things right. I call them, they're an organised team. They're a threat. They keep things simple, but they do the simple things really, really well. And you know players, they know their responsibilities. He keeps the same team more or less. I know he switched his formation a little bit in the last game against Sheffield United. But yeah, they'll be a threat. But it's nice for us to then see if we can try and top of the table, see if we can just upset them again like we did last week against Bolton. So a really good game for us, I think.
And you mentioned last week, they're exactly what it says on the tin team. That's how you described them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like your on-seal team, because they do things really well. And that's actually a compliment to Graham and his team. I think they do things really well. They play with a really high tempo, and I've listened to his press releases over the last couple of weeks, and he's really big on his work ethic and his tempo, a bit similar to ourselves. So again, like, I don't think there's one easy game in this league now. I think the levels have stepped up again in League One, but we're also on a little bit of momentum as well. A good run, three games, looking solid, looking a threat in the opposition's half. So I think again it's going to be a really mouth-watering tie.
And a week or so ago, you toppled the then leaders, Bolton. So there's the incentive, as you mentioned just there, to go and do it again to Scunthorpe.
Yeah, we spoke about if we could get point the last three games, if we wanted six, but we've got 5 points from return of 5 points from them three games. If we can come through these two games still unbeaten, then I think we'll be in a good position. Two really good home ties for us, I think, against two teams, especially Millwall as well, who would be fancied to be up there. Around the playoffs, or if not higher. So good one to pit our wits against and compare ourselves with, but I think we'll give every team in this division a game, and that's the position we need to be in.
And important to get the fans on side again. You seem to have done that with the Bolton results, so hopefully that will continue into this Scunthorpe game.
I think the atmosphere last week, and I've put it in the programme notes, it was a little bit like it was last year. That kind of atmosphere is really massive for the players. And if they could do that again over the next two games, then they can be that difference and hopefully push us on to two really good results.